the time is 6 p.m. on today, July 21st, Tuesday. So shall we begin with our call to order and our Pledge of Allegiance? Is everybody ready?
Yep.
All right. Well, let's begin. I pledge allegiance
to the
flag
of the United,
States of America,
to the republic
for which it stands,
one nation
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty and justice for all.
And a moment of silence for our servicemen and women and first responders. Thank you. Roll call, Ms. Ellie.
Director Sanderson?
Director Sanderson, here.
Director Morris?
Here.
Director Wargo?
Here.
Director Israel? She's absent. Director Link?
Here.
And General Manager Calvin Louis?
Here.
Cindy Byram, our accountant, is absent. And then Steve Anderson is absent. And I believe Joseph Ortiz is absent. Joe, are you on the line? Okay. He's going to call in for closed session for you guys, but he's trying to keep it cheap for the district. So he's not here right now, but he'll be part of the closed session portion.
Okay.
This is General Manager Louis. I think our General Counsel, Steve Anderson, is on vacation, not sick.
Correct. Yes, thank you.
Okay. First item is approval of the Finance and Audit Committee meeting minutes and so warrants for June 16th and the regular board meeting and minutes and warrants for June 16th. I need a motion.
I make a motion.
I move that we approve the minutes for finance and also for the regular meeting.
I'll second that.
And this was Sanderson that made the motion.
So I have a motion to approve the Finance and Audit Committee meeting minutes and warrants and the regular board meeting minutes and warrants of June 16, 2020, made by Director Sanderson, second by Director Wargo. Director Sanderson?
Aye.
Director Morris?
Aye.
Director Wargo?
Aye.
Director Israel? She's absent. And Director Link?
Aye. Next item, it's a San Gregorio Pass Regional Water Alliance update. Mrs. Morris, any information?
No, sir.
All right, thank you. Next one is Manager's Operation Report. Mr. Louis?
On Monday, June 22nd, at 14380 Broadway Street, a water main transmission pipeline leak was discovered. Dig alert was called in and repairs were made. I don't know if y'all have my notes, but that was suggested by Director Link that I provide my notes and also photos on the manager's report, and this is page 1 of 12. On Monday, 22nd, we also had a tree branch down on the west side of the headquarters. This is a liability issue, and the field crew team took corrective action by cutting off the fallen branch. Since publishing my manager's report, recruitment, I think I advised the board at the last board meeting. Recruitment, we still have a vacancy for a entry level or water tech 1 or 2 to expedite things. And I've checked with legal to reduce the costs and also recruitment costs. We have 2 applicants that are scheduled for preliminary appraisal interview with myself, Assistant General Manager Lemus, and our field crew lead, Wooney. Also on June 22nd, one of the district water operators observed 2 male Hispanics and a red Ford Explorer filling up a water tank from one of the exterior house hose spigot on Mountain View Avenue. The district customer's account lead contacted the property owner and Haskell Property Management to ascertain if they provided permission. And they both stated no, negative. The district water operator felt threatened and neglected to obtain photos of the suspects and obtain the vehicle license plate. The report that the water operator that observed this stated, "I did not stop to take pictures, being the persons looked shady, and I did not want to get caught photographing them." And it further stated in his report, the water service at Mountain View property is an active service, which entail means the water is current and paid for. The 2 potential violations is, again, California Penal Code 488, petty theft, including the theft of utilities, and also there are certain district ordinances that are violated. Apparently, water theft and vandalism comes in a rash. On the following day, some suspicious activities on 6/23 at approximately 11:10 hours, the general manager and assistant general manager noticed a perforated blue 50-gallon plastic barrel sitting next to a Cabazon Water District fire hydrant located on the north shoulder of Esperanza Avenue between Almond and Broadway Street. That photo is on page 3 of 12. Based on my past experience in the public water industry, I formulated that it was a makeshift diffuser, and when you place it over the district fire hydrant, it reduces pressure and possibly is used for the unlawful filling of water into buckets or portable tanks. This reasoning is also attributed to the numerous reports of suspicious activities and actual water theft that has been occurring. We retrieved a perforated blue 50-gallon plastic barrel, I directed the field crew to install hydrant locks. So apparently the people that are attempting water theft on the east side, since we've locked up all the hydrants and pretty well followed up on any cut locks, or they're now coming, migrating to the west side of town. Again, on 6/23 and 6/24, a district water operator received a report from a Cabazon resident of suspicious activities at one of the fire hydrants on Helen west of Elm Street. This may be related to the Esperanza Avenue fire hydrant investigation, and a sheriff crime report was made. And if you look at page 4 and 12, there are photos there. Again, it's management's opinion that the population in these homeless encampments are contributing factors to the increase of crime, including theft of utilities. Within the last couple weeks, the community has experienced 2 fires out in the field between Lime Street and Tribal Land. And your community's water district personnel is currently working with the Sheriff's Department and code enforcement. Again, I reiterate, please continue to remind your constituents, neighbors, and friends to be observant and report all suspicious activity first and foremost to the Sheriff's Department. And during regular business hour, or for those of you that have my cell number, you can notify me. And again, I'm not shy about pressing charges, but I have to, whether I'm, if you're a peace officer or a citizen, to effect a citizen arrest or a private person arrest, you have to witness the crime if it's a misdemeanor. I would also like to thank Director Link and his son for their involvement on 627 at approximately 5:33 p.m. They text me photos of cut blocks laid on top of the fire hydrant on Helen west of Elm Street. I further looked into it, and these cut locks were actually from left by the responding fire department, reference to the Helen Avenue last fire event. I don't know if any of you all have driven by or came to the district officer office, but there's a new statue in front of the district facility. The dinosaur was donated by Carrie Mariner on July 1st, and this matter is placed on the agenda, so we'll discuss it further. You can see the pictures on page 6 and 7 of 12 pages. The Assistant General Manager and I have been in constant contact with Sandy Gabriel, Chris Trin, and Louis Lara of Edison. Just to, as a refresher, you will be frequently hearing these names. The scheduling of community and commercial power, public safety power shutoff is imminent now that the warm weather's back, and if you look around, all that beautiful, pretty greenery is now all fire fuel. Since then, Sandy Gabriel has indicated her team is stretched thin. And again, back on June 10th, there was a community engagement Skype meeting. Does everybody remember that from the last board meeting, or would you like me to remind or repeat what items were discussed?
I think you can go on without that part.
Okay. Since then, regarding the portable generator, when we do experience a extended PSPS event, I think management had recommended that purchasing one was totally out of our league financially, and leasing one is also unaffordable. So management is recommending that the district continues with utilizing production well one's upgrade, which includes the external connection to accommodate a portable generator in the event of extended PSPS event. Management has reached out to the county and Edison and other resources, including but not limited, looking into procedures and applying for a waiver from the California Air Resource Board, CARB. I did contact a CARB representative, and she stated the district would have to send a representative to petition for a variance, which can be granted only by their hearing board and not by the South Coast AQMD inspector or engineer. So I'm working on that petition at this time. She also recommended, the CARB representative also recommended, that this procedure does not there's no need in applying for that waiver until we've reached 100 hours out of our 200-hour limit allotted annually by the South Coast AQMD. So, again, I am following through on it, and I will report to the board when it's time to petition and for me to appear at the board. And also, Sandy Gabriel has sent me a list of resources to obtain a loaner generator from either the county of Riverside or the state of California. So I am also looking into that. Coronavirus is back. I don't think it's that event or that disease never left, but some of the precautions are back and in place by the governors. I don't think there's really a need for me to go through some of the precautions that we're implementing. I've done a study or updated study of other water districts and water departments, and the city of Banning is City Hall is now open for over-the-counter payments. Now, that was publishing, this was last week when I published this, and they're requiring face covering and also social distancing. Coachella Valley Water District offices are closed due to the COVID-19. Mission Springs closed due to public due to COVID-19. South Mesa Water Company, hours vary. Beaumont Cherry Valley Water District closed to the public, and High Valley Water District, hours vary. Any questions or comments?
I got
the grant agreement. Okay, go ahead.
This is Director Sanderson.
Please identify.
Okay, I'll do it again. This is Director Sanderson. If I don't want to be seen and I'm looking at somebody suspicious doing something, I do the best I can to get their tag number, and then I drive around the corner, and with a piece of paper, I write down a description of their vehicle and them. It's probably never going to get to your workers, but it is an idea. That's all I had to say.
As far as that goes, I would look into putting dash cams into the vehicle.
Yeah, that would be good.
Then they can just drive by. Dash cams are cheap.
There are some very... we've looked into that before. I think it was many years ago. And there are some... For a government agency to have dash cams, there are certain requirements. And it's... I can pull those files up and report to the board at the next meeting, but it was again, it was just cost and person and staff time, and you have to keep a log of when you turn the cam on, when you're on duty, and there's all kinds of other requirements that I cannot recall, but it's almost like body cams and dash cams on a fire truck or a law enforcement vehicle.
Director Morris speaking, the laws may be different now than they were a few years ago.
Well, as I said, if the board would like to direct management to re-research this, and please speak up now, and I will proceed.
This is Director Sanderson. Pencil and paper. That's all I got to say.
This is Director Wargo. I think it would be interesting to see what the prices are. Yeah.
Would you please look into that again, Calvin?
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay.
Hoda, I have more, but I'm just sitting there writing notes. The grant agreement between the district and the California State Water Resource Control Board has been finalized. Various performance deadlines have been imposed by the state. A brief modified list includes, but not limited to, work must start no later than 6 months after the execution of this agreement. All extension requests must be delivered no less than 90 days prior to the original projected work completion date. All undisbursed funds stipulated in this agreement will be deobligated if the district fails to submit to the state on or before the final disbursement request date. The only exception would be prior approval was granted by the state. As a reminder, this was the $499,000 funding for the preliminary design and document or design document for a new production well in the east side and the design for the replacement of the 50-year-old transmission line pipeline that runs from Tank 2 going south down Millard and goes under the I-10 and the railroad tracks and connects with the well 2 at the Robertson plant. And that's my report for this week or this month. Any questions?
How old did you say the pipe was?
What is that again?
How old did you say the pipe was?
That goes underneath. I must that must have been a typo, but it's instead of 5, it's actually 20. Thank you for pointing that out.
Okay. All right. Anything else?
That's it for me, unless another director has a question or comment.
Any questions or comments? Director Sanderson?
No, sir.
Director Wargo?
No.
Director Morris?
No.
Okay. So, Ellie, is there any public on this conference call?
The public is able to call in, but I don't believe anybody's here. We haven't heard anybody say anything.
Well, that's why I was asking the question if anybody was going to pipe in. So do you want to call Joe Ortiz and tell him that we're going to go into closed session?
Yes. So he's actually dialing in right now. So if there's a public member on right now, they're just going to hang tight on this line. I'll keep this line open. But for all of you directors, you'll hang up from this line and then call into that closed session number.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Director Sanderson off.
Robert Link.
Hi, Robert. Welcome back. You're the only one on here. There's no public or anything else.
Okay. Call me after the meeting.
Okay.
Director Morris here.
So this is going to be hard. My wife has made taquitos, and she handed them to me with a giant bowl of guacamole. I'm going to have a hard time with this meeting.
Well, you've got 5 minutes anyways. Director Sanderson asked for appointment for privilege for 5 minutes.
Okay. What happened? He's got to go potty or smoke a cigarette.
Oh, oh, I think he smokes cigars, so. Probably a cigar.
Are you going to go? And Mrs. Wargo's going to go up in vapors.
That's what I'm doing right now. My pigs are
so I guess the women of the border are having vapor sessions.
Just the cool
really?
Kids. Just the cool kids.
You're going to hear a lot of grunting right now. It's not me, it's the pigs.
When I'm finished with all these taquitos, I'm just going to lay down and just like, bleh, because they're so good.
Well, the grunting's either you or them. Move out of the way.
This is free. I think Zoom costs money.
Did it cost you money to set that up?
Not proprietary. Hey, Ellie, I got a question for you.
Go for it. We're on a recorded line, though, just to remind you.
Okay, well, no, the Zoom, did that cost money? Is that why we're doing this other one?
Yes, so Zoom, there's a time limit. And, yes, from what I recall, it does cost money, where this one does not cost money.
And as the Banning Unified School District just found out, you can only have a certain number of people on a Zoom call.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah. That was kind of a fun meeting. They had everybody come in at 9 o'clock, and so they had over 300 people on the line almost, and they came in. Zoom broke. They told everybody to go to Google Meets, and that took about a half an hour to get that straightened out. And then as soon as we went to Google Meets, the board said, we're going to close session. Come back at 11:45. So they had a lot of angry parents. But yeah. So you had a lot. There was a lot. That was a lot of fun chat going on for those 3 hours because people kept getting kicked out of the group, and so some people had to like Facebook Live it, and it was not very coordinated.
just part of the meeting, or are they just chatting?
We're waiting for Martin Sanderson to come back, so it's what they call point of privilege, either bathroom break or cigarette break or whatever.
This is Director Sanderson. Anybody there?
Yes. Do we have Calvin here?
Yes, I'm here. Calvin's here.
Ellie, do you want to take an impromptu roll call?
Yes. Give me just a second. All right, Director Sanderson?
Here.
Director Morey?
Here.
Director Wargo?
Here.
Director Israel? I believe she's still absent. And Director Link?
Yeah.
And then General Manager Calvin Louie?
Here.
Is there anybody else present? All right, I think that's it. Everyone's all accounted for.
Do you have the report for closed session, Ellie?
So Joe Ortiz sent me a message saying the report to the public of any action taken by the board was the evaluation was approved with a small change. First, the motion was made by Director Morris, second by Director Sanderson. Is that correct?
Yes.
Director Sanderson, that's correct, yes.
Okay, so he said that all directors present voted aye. Let me just take another roll call vote just to ensure everyone's in agreement. So let me repeat. The general manager's evaluation was approved with a small change made by Director Morris, second by Director Sanderson. Director Sanderson?
Aye.
Director Morris?
Aye.
Director Wargo?
Aye.
Director Israel is absent. Director Link?
Aye.
All right, thank you.
Next item of business is approval of a cost-sharing agreement between CWD, Banning Heights, and the other agencies listed. Okay. What do you need from us, Ellie?
So, as we mentioned in a previous board meeting, if the San Gregorio Pass Water Agency and the group working together for the GSP, if we go over budget, there's a cost-sharing agreement that we want to have in place. We're trying to be proactive instead of reactive. So I believe it was about 13%. The San Gregorio Pass Water Agency would take the brunt of any overcharges, and then the rest of the group would take about 13% of the remainder. We would divide it all up. So we brought this to legal. Legal approved it. A couple of the other agencies had some minor adjustments. Legal still said it was fine. So we would like the board to approve this cost-sharing agreement with the caveat that if there's any non-substantive changes down the road, it's still approved. What I mean by non-substantive changes is, say we approve this today, and then tomorrow Banning says, oh, we misspelled this word, or oh, let's add this little language here. and it doesn't really affect the whole contract, really, other than just a minor correction. We would still like this agreement to be approved instead of having to take it back to the board every single time something very minor is changed. But it's up for you. It's up to you guys to discuss and see what you want to do with it.
Any questions or comments, Ms. Director Sanderson?
No, sir.
Director Morris?
No comments.
Director Wargo?
None for me.
Okay, and I have none. Do I have a motion?
Director Morris, make a motion to approve.
Director Wargo, I'll second that.
Okay, I have a motion to approve the cost-sharing agreement with non-substantive changes between Cabazon Water District, City of Banning, Banning Heights Mutual Water Company, San Gregorio Pass Water Agency, Mission Springs Water District, and Desert Water Agency in regards to the San Gregorio Pass Water Agency Groundwater Sustainability Plan, also known as the GSP, made by Director Morris, second by Director Wargo. Director Sanderson?
Aye.
Director Morris?
Aye.
Director Wargo?
Aye.
Director Israel? She's absent. Director Link?
Aye. Next item on the agenda is approval of 2020 local agency biannual notice, conflict of interest code, no changes. So this is basically, go ahead.
So this is something we need to review every, our code reviewing body, AKA legal, needs to help review every couple years or so. Basically, it's the Form 700 that everybody files. It's to ensure that everybody is who needs to file is filing properly and that there's not a new employee position that should be required to file and they're not filing. It's a checks and balance. We have no new positions. We have no amendments required. So this is just a formality that we need approved by our board so we can send it to the county and tell them, look, we've reviewed it. We're up to code. No changes are needed.
Okay. I need a motion up or down.
I move that we approve this, but what do I call it? Oh, a 2020 local agency biennial notice conflict of interest. Code and no changes. I move that we approve that. Sanderson.
Director Morris, second.
All right. I have the approval of the 2020 local agency biennial notice conflict of interest code. No changes. Made by Director Sanderson, second by Director Morris. Director Sanderson.
Aye.
Director Morris.
Aye.
Director Wargo?
Aye.
Director Israel is absent. Director Link?
Aye. Next item is the Resolution 06-2020 approving SDRMA's MOU of a Memorandum of Understanding regarding health insurance plans. Would you please elaborate, Mrs. Lewis? Lemus, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Hold on real quick, Ellie. Before we start, I'd want to kind of excuse myself from this one.
Okay. Because of your employment?
Yes.
Okay, it's understandable. All right.
All right, so what this is, basically our current health insurance for district employees that have opted in. It's on a age-based premium, so the older you get, the more expensive the health insurance is. This resolution, and there's an MOU attached to it, it's all kind of one packet. This is for the district to agree to move into this other health insurance plan. It's basically a pool for special districts, and the insurance is it's very comparable. The benefits are very close to what we currently have, but it's not nearly as expensive. But before we can participate in this health pool plan, we need to approve this resolution and the MOU that's right behind it in order for us to be able to participate in this plan.
Okay. Mrs. Wargo, even though I understand that you're abstaining from it for voting on it, would you care to comment on it?
I knew I was going to recuse myself, so I did not look this section over.
Okay. All right. Because it is, just a curiosity, is it because it would be a conflict with your employer? Or?
Yeah. So I, yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. Ellie, you've researched this considerably?
I have. I've also talked it over with our accountants who've dealt with this company before, and they had a lot of high remarks about them. They agreed with me. They thought that we should move over. It would benefit the district tremendously. And we also obtained the union's blessing on this because we can't switch insurance. We can't switch
without
insurance
their,
companies yeah. without their approval, yes. And they approved it.
Okay. Would this lower the cost for the employee, for the employee's contribution also?
Yes. So there's one employee that it would go up about, I can't remember, $10 or $20 or something a month, depending on what plan they chose. But the other two union employees, it would save them a considerable amount of money, and it would also save the district a considerable amount of money.
Okay. Do you have any questions, Mr. Sanderson?
No, sir.
Mrs. Morris?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, I would need a motion by somebody, please.
Okay.
Director Morris?
Go for it.
Director Morris, make the motion to approve.
Sanderson, I second the motion for resolution 06220.
All right, so I have a motion to approve resolution 06-2020, approving SDRMA's MOU, Memorandum of Understanding, regarding health insurance plans, made by Director Morris, second by Director Sanderson. Director Sanderson?
Aye.
Director Morris?
Aye.
Director Wargo recused herself. Director Israel is absent. Director Link.
Aye. Next item on the agenda is approval of the name The Water Dinosaur. Use drawing contest and donation plaque to Carrie Mariner for her donation of the dinosaur statue. Mr. Louie, you're on.
I'm petitioning for the board to have a contest for a Cabazon youth 12 years or younger to submit a color drawing and names for the board to vote in naming the dinosaur. The suggested name of the contest is named the Water Dinosaur. This contest and its rules will be distributed in the August 2020 water bills and on the district website. If you look at 12 of 12 of your package, there is some brief history regarding water dinosaurs. And on the bullet point, this is management. Well, management, the staff, or any director is free to obtain or solicit donations from local merchants to give as a prize to the child submitting the name and a separate child for best artwork, which will be voted by the board. Once the board vote on a name and artwork, the board shall approve the cost of the plaque acknowledging Mrs. Mariner for her generosity, and the name selected by the board shall be displayed with the dinosaur. All submitted artwork will be displayed in the lobby, denoting the first place artwork to be framed. Management will also submit a press release of the date and time the board will present the prizes and acknowledgement to Mrs. Mariner. Any questions?
No, I have none.
I have none.
I will say that I did notice people were talking about the dinosaur in the Cabazon Facebook group. They were talking about painting it, and so I think that the community will be excited to hear about it.
This is coming out. Yeah, there's been quite a bit of comment.
Where'd it come from? Mm-hmm.
Looks cool.
The current artwork or the painting of the green was performed by Dave Winnie, which is our field crew lead, and it came as and he was actually came in as just as a cement statue, and Dave's the one that put the work into painting that green. But if the board would like, they go, maybe you can throw around the idea of having some kids come and decorate the eyeballs or do some other things paint-wise to the dinosaur, tentative to your approval. I am working at extending or having a spotlight on that dinosaur in the event that somebody decides to tag it. And that way the nighttime or the dark, you know, the nighttime cameras will catch them.
Oh, just a brief question, Calvin. Is it going to be anchored in the ground?
It already has been.
Okay, good deal.
It looks pretty heavy to begin with.
It does.
Yeah.
It looks pretty cool. I'd like to leave it like it
is. If you look at the pictures, of we needed the backhoe to lift it up and move it.
Wow, man.
On the manager report.
Yeah.
On page 6 and 7 of, we had to put a chain and use the backhoe to lift it.
Oh, wow.
6 and 7 of our, page 6 and 7 of our, of the manager report.
Okay.
I don't think this needs an action. I think we can just go ahead and go with it. I'm okay with it. What about the rest of the board? Okay. All right.
I do think that I know that some of the community members were talking about they wanted to paint it. They wanted to help decorate it. So
leave it like it is.
Something like
that's
that.
That's what I say.
In with that.
I'm not okay with it. I leave it like it is. I think it looks cool.
No, it does look
like
I think
what
they were talking
about
at the bottom.
If you decide, you know, that's fine. I don't, you know, I'm not the decider.
Yeah, they want contrasting color, like the belly color and stuff. Like, you know, like the dinosaurs up at the up across the freeway. They want them a little contrasting.
I like it.
Chairman Link, would you like to appoint two directors, an ad hoc committee, and they can meet with me maybe next week, and we can work out the details on opening up f- for the suggestion from the community to participate and suggest how they want to decorate the dinosaur?
That works for me. It could either be an ad hoc or just a volunteer. I don't want to. I'm kind of leery of spending director's fees on an ad hoc committee. Do you follow me? Go ahead.
I can check with legal and see if it can be on a volunteer basis, and that way there's no director fees involved.
And if it's on volunteer, I can volunteer for that. I do think it would help. When the commentary that I saw online about it and kind of the emphasis that I saw people trying to, it should have rocks on the bottom. I think it would, help raise morale for the water company and the community for them to be part of it.
Well, we could actually make a community day of dressing up Nelly the dinosaur.
I know. Put a skirt on.
When we name the winner, right? And we name it, and we award the children who get it, and the winners of maybe it becomes like a thing, and then people can help decorate it.
What about letting the winner of the contest choose the way it's decorated?
I think that would work within reason. But we can get that in the community input.
Yeah.
The
community can help them decorate it, but they get to make the big choices on it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think that sounds like a good idea.
Now, who is going to be the two volunteers or one volunteer to coordinate with management on this? And I will check with illegal to see if the director fees can be waived.
Is this going to require social media?
God, oh my word!
Because I don't have social media. I haven't had social media in 2 months now.
I don't see a reason for needing social media.
If it does, I can take social media if we need it. That's what I'm saying. I can volunteer. I just can't do anything on social media because I closed everything down almost 2 months ago.
Yeah, I understand. One of us can just post something stating that there's going to be a contest and stuff, and we'll get more information out to them. Okay?
So, Sarah, do you want to volunteer with me?
I'll do that.
Okay.
You, Rob, do you want to do it? Okay.
Yeah, I'll put something out on Facebook stating what's going on. Go ahead.
Again, let me, this general manager, Louis, again, I'd like to just remind your board that the contest, once we establish the rules and procedures, it would be an insert in the monthly water bill and on the website.
Understandable.
The elementary school, if they know, everybody will know.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of kids sitting at home right now with no assignments, so, and they
that's
all have
true.
Grants.
Yeah, this would be a good assignment.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
Okay. Sounds like a plan. I will get with Mr.
to volunteer.
Morris and Link.
No, it was Wargo and Link.
Yeah.
Just Link, huh? Okay.
Wargo and Link.
Not a problem.
Wargo. Yeah.
Okay.
Excuse me.
All right. Sounds like a plan. All right. Anything else, Calvin?
That's it for that matter.
Okay, next item on the agenda is
AC system.
Yeah, I lost my page here for a second.
District office AC system repair.
Okay, Mr. Louis, or Ellie, I presume that that red line never got back to you guys.
Correct. I reached out to Redline several times. I never heard back. I also tried reaching out to several other AC companies that I found online in the area. And unfortunately, I didn't get any responses. Or if I did get a response, the response was they weren't interested or they're too busy right now to assess our system and give us a quote. We had one vendor say we will be there on Monday to take a look, and they ended up being a no-show and haven't heard from anybody since. And that was several weeks ago.
Okay. There's a company, American Air Conditioners in Banning. Have you tried them?
I
want to say it's American.
So. I don't believe they're one of them, but I can look them up.
I'm just, like, kind of, in one respect, keep it local, possibly. It's just that so much money that they want to do what they want to do with the system. Other people's comments?
I agree with checking for another one.
Right.
It is mighty expensive.
Banning.
American Air Service. Yeah, they're on Lincoln Avenue.
All right, I'll check with them tomorrow. If the board would like to table this, I'll check with them tomorrow, see if they can give us a quote.
There's another one called Express Building Services in Beaumont. Just a thought. Okay. So we'll table that until you try to get more information.
All right, sounds good.
Okay, next item. Let's see. Is the I read the information about the changing the generator to a portable, and I can see the way you were going, it would be way out, it wouldn't be cost effective. So I suggest that we just let it die a slow death.
Well, plus, since then, this is Calvin, general manager. Since then, as I said, Sandy Gabriel from Edison has given us some resources for a loaner in the event that that one is either overwhelmed by because of hours, or we're getting close to the limited amount of hours, and also, you know, number two, well, production well two has been a workhorse, and I don't, you know, and it's definitely now our main water production well, since one has been down, you know, it's open over a year.
Okay.
So for clarification, we're just going to eliminate the suggestion and as I said, I'll petition to the AQMD regarding a waiver, and also I'm in the process of investigating these other resources that were provided by Edison for a loaner generator.
Okay. So we'll no action on that one. Next item is well number one, rehab and re-equip project bid review and approval. Mr. Louie?
We had three vendors that was interested in bidding. It was Legend, Bakersfield Well and Pumps, and Lane. The only two of them submitted bids was Lane and Legend. Unfortunately, Legend bid was non-responsive. There were three issues. One was immaterial, and two were non-responsive. The missing bond notarization form is a minor issue and can be waived. However, the other two were modification to the bid form by Legend, including adding $10,000 on line item 5 and a handwritten line item identified as 9A water truck of $3,200. These material errors cannot be waived by the district. So the board can reject all the bids and you're not obligated to give a reason and go through the rebidding process again. The financial impact would be the cost of rerunning ad. We can time frame would be three to four week. Additional cost would be staff time, and bid check would the projected cost would be $300 to $400 to recheck the bids. Comments?
Okay. Well, the way I see it, even if we incurred those costs based on this, that's still a lot less than $100,000.
130 plus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. I was just rounding up or down.
I know. I'm agreeing with you, actually, Link.
Yeah. So, Mrs. Wargo or Mrs. Morris, any comment?
No, I think yeah, I agree.
Okay.
Same.
All right. So, what is your thoughts, Mr. Louie?
I had a discussion with our engineer and our legal department, and this now becomes a public document, and the competitors can actually look at each other's bid. So it might be an advantage to the district if they can see each other's bid, and which would cause
them to sharpen their pencils
and prices.
Right.
Yeah. There you go.
And okay.
Like,
well,
like
I don't want to.
It's been a year.
Go ahead.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. As I said, it's been a year, a few more months, a couple more weeks. It's not going to make the difference.
Okay. I need a motion to either accept or reject the bids.
This is Wargo. I make a motion we reject the bids.
Director Morris, I second that.
So I have a motion to reject the currently received bid for the well number one rehabilitation and re-equipping project. We're rejecting Lane Christensen Company and Legend Pump and Well Services bids made by Director Wargo, second by Director Morris. Just for clarification, the board is interested in accepting new bids, though, from both companies included.
Yes.
I would think
All
so,
right.
yeah.
Perfect. Okay. So, made by Director Wargo, second by Director Morris. Director Sanderson.
Aye.
Director Morris.
Aye.
Director Wargo.
Aye.
Director Israel, absent. Director Link.
Aye. Next item is public comment. Is there any public comment? Any comment from the general manager?
I will make the notifications from the bidders that the board has rejected both bids.
All right. Any comments from the board?
Sanderson, no.
Morris, no.
Morris?
Wargo, no.
Any suggested agenda items from anybody? Okay, Finance and Audit Workshop Tuesday, August 18th at 5 p.m. Regular Board Meeting Tuesday, August 18th at 6 p.m. Personnel Committee, so that's open. San Gregorio Pass Water Alliance meeting, those they're in the hiatus right now. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And then this is Ellie speaking, but if I may interject, we are also planning on holding a special board meeting regarding annual standby charges. This is planned to be held on Wednesday, August 5th at 2:30 in the afternoon. It's going to be made available via teleconference and in person at the office, although we are going to be limited on how many people can attend in person due to the COVID guidelines.
All righty.
And you're going to send an email out on that, correct?
I will send you all an email and or print or packets for you guys. I know Director Sanderson doesn't have email, I will notify each and every one of you.
Okay, just in case.
Another question. Ms. Ellie, did you already post this?
Yes, we already have it posted on the website and on our we're posting at the post office tomorrow. We have it on our front office, and we have postcards already printed. We need to mail them out.
Okay.
We're probably going to mail them out shortly.
All right. Then for the next regular board meeting, you need to include a closed session, please. And
okay.
Mr. Ortiz will discuss that with you.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I think that's everything, everybody?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
All right. I need a motion to adjourn.
Director Morris makes a motion to adjourn.
I second the motion, Director Sanderson.
All right. I have a motion to adjourn at 7:45 p.m. Made by Director Morris, seconded by Director Sanderson. Director Sanderson?
Aye.
Director Morris?
Aye.
Director Wargo?
Aye.
Director Israel is absent. Director Link.
Aye. Thank you, everybody.
Everybody
safe.
Take care. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good night.